AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. President Biden is proposing major changes for the Supreme Court.
We've had term limits for presidents of the United States for nearly 75 years after the Truman administration. And I believe we should have term limits for Supreme Court justices of the United States as well.
He's also proposing an enforceable code of ethics and a constitutional amendment that would limit the justices' recent decision on presidential immunity.
The president must answer to the law. The president is accountable in the exercise of the great power of the presidency. We're a nation of laws, not kings and dictators.
House Speaker Mike Johnson calls the proposal a dangerous gambit that'll be dead on arrival in the House. In Venezuela, thousands of demonstrators have taken to the streets to protest what they say is an attempt by President Nicolas Maduro to steal the country's disputed election. The National Electoral Council, which is loyal to Maduro, has declared him the winner. The Israeli military says it's holding 9 soldiers for questioning following allegations of substantial abuse of a detainee at a facility where Israel has held Palestinian prisoners throughout the war in Gaza. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is vowing heavy retaliation against Hezbollah following a weekend rocket strike that killed 12 children in the Israeli-controlled Golan Heights. In England, police say 2 children were killed and 11 people injured in a stabbing rampage, a 17-year-old boy arrested. It happened in Southport, a seaside town near Liverpool. The man arrested on suspicion of starting California's largest wildfire this year by pushing a burning car into a gully has appeared in court and been charged with arson. The park fire has burned more than 575 square miles and is about 12% contained. A natural gas service is being cut to 135 homes on Southern California's Palos Verdes Peninsula, where a long-running landslide has damaged houses and conditions are worsening. This is AP News. In New York, a split decision in a trial over the National Rifle Association's finances. Jackie Quinn explains.
In a case against the NRA brought by New York's Attorney General, Judge Joel Cohen says he will bar former CEO Wayne LaPierre from holding a paid position within the gun lobbying group for a decade. But Cohen did not grant the request from Attorney General Letitia James to appoint a monitor over the group's finances. He called that type of oversight time-consuming and disruptive. In the first phase of the trial, a jury ordered LaPierre to pay back some $4 million used to finance a lavish lifestyle. Another NRA leader was ordered to pay back $2 million. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And a new way to screen for colon cancer. The Food and Drug Administration approving a blood test. I'm Ben Thomas, AP News. Thank you for listening.